around the bottom of the Yoram and Beis. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak Koshech la Pishcha la Hyparsha Somihacha. Dimi bar Yitzchak would start his drosha on the Megillah from this Hakdom. Ki avodim anachnu v'avduseinu lo azavnu alokeinu v'yete lenu chesed v'fnei malchei poras. That we were slaves, and even in our slavery, the Rabbanu Shem didn't abandon us, and he gave us chesed in front of the kings of Poras. Amosai b'zman Haman. That was in the time of Haman. Rashi ki avodim anachnu, pasuk hu b'sefer Ezra. The safe of ayete lenu chesed v'fnei sorei poras, or malchei poras, losses elenu michya. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, pasuk lo pishcho lahay parshas omihocha. Your kafta enosh l'roshenu bonu be'eshu v'mayim. You put a person over us, and we went through fire and water. Be'esh b'mei Nebuchadnezzar, through fire in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, harosha, they threw what's it called, the Hanani Mishov Azariah into the Kibshin ha'esh, uv'mayim b'mei paro, and we went through the water in the time of paro. V'atolchienu l'rovoya b'mei homan, and you took us out, Lervoya means what's it called? Openly. That's the time of Haman. Rashi, the age b'mein v'chanesah shetilanu toch hakivshan. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan pasuch la'pischol ha'hiparsa mihocha. Zochar chazdo v'munasal v'es Yisrael. Ro'u kolafse oritz es Yeshuas alokeinu. Emosai ro'u kolafse oritz es Yeshuas alokeinu v'morichai v'Esther. When did the entire world see the Yeshua start in the time of Mordechai and Esther? Rish Lakish posach la pischa la ha-parsha somehacha. Rish Lakish used to start his drasha from here. Ari Noham, the dove showcase, Moshel Roshel Amdal. Right, the lion roars and the bear, whatever a bear does, showcase, Moshel Roshel Amdal. Ari Noham Zenevuchadnezzar. The lion roaring, that's Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Tichsibei ola aryeh misovcho. The pasuk compares him to a lion that comes out of its lair. Dov shokeg, Zachashverish. Zachashverish is compared to a bear. Tichsibei v'oru chiva achra tinyona damni ledov. But Daniel, when he saw the different chayus that represented the different empires, the Persians are compared to bears. The Tanir of Yosef, Elu Parsiim, Sheochlin Veshosim Kedov. These are the Persians who eat and drink like bears. Umesubalim Basar Kedov. They're fat like bears. They filled, what's it called, covered with flesh. Umegadlin Seir Kedov. They grow their hair like long like a bear. The Ein Lahem Menucha Kedov. They have no rest like a dove is restless. Moshel Rosh Zehaman. Amdal Elu Yisrael. During that time was a Moshel Rasha was Haman on a poor people Klal Yisrael. Shame Dali Min HaMitzvos, because in that time they were poor from mitzvahs. Rashi, Amosai Ro Kolafse Orze Shishuas Olkenu Mordechai Shadover Nigle Cholomos Shaholchu Igros Bechol Olam. They publicized it all over the world what the miracle of Purim. Misurbalim Luboshim Vasa. They're dressed in flesh. You know, it's covered with flesh. Okay. Revelezer Pasuk Lapisko Lahai Parsha Somehocha. Baslasayim Imach HaMekora Uveshiflus Yodayim Dilof HaBayis. Vishvil Atzlasha Yehoyo Lohem LiYisrael Shaloshka B'Torah. Right? Baslasayim Imach HaMekora. But because of laziness, Imach HaMekora, the roofer becomes poor. So because of the laziness that Klal Yisrael had, that they were not Osik B'Torah, Nasa Sonu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mach, the Rabbanu Shalom Kibiyachol, it says Sonu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a euphemism. The enemy of God means the Rabbanu Shalom became poor, weak. Ve'ein Mach Ela Oni, Shenemar, Ve'im Mach Hu Mi'arkecha, Ve'ein Mekore Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekore, the roofer, refers to the Rabbanu Shalom, Shenemar, HaMekore B'mayim Ali Yosef. The Rabbanu Shalom roofs his alios, his upper chambers with water, the upper waters. Rashi, Nasa Sonu Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Mach, Kimi Shalohoi Yochel Oshia. The Rabbanu Shalom became weak and poor as if he couldn't help. It appeared like he couldn't help the Klal Yisrael because they didn't have the mitzvahs. And our mitzvahs, Kibiyochel, give the Rabbanu Shalom the power to do what he wants. That's his ratzon. Nachman Bar Yitzchak Pasuk Lepischol HaParsha Samihacha. Nachman Yitzchak started from the following. Shir HaMalos Lulei Hashem Shehoyah Lanu Yomar No Yisrael. Lulei Hashem Shehoyah Lanu Bekum Aleinu Adam Adam V'lo Melech. We had a time when a plain person came up against us, and not a king, and that was Haman. Adam V'lo Melech Zeh Haman. Rava Pasuk Lepischol HaParsha Samihacha. Birvos Sadikim Yismach Ha'am Uvimshol Rasha Ye Onecha. Right, when there is a prolific a lot of tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim are ruling, then people are happy, because the tzaddikim who bring tzedek and mishpat to the world, so the world itself produces tzedek and mishpat, so everybody's happy. And when rishayim rule, everybody sighs. Birvos tzaddikim yismach ha'am zeh Mordechai ve'Esther. D'chsivu ha'ir shushan tzol v'sameichu. When Mordechai and Esther came into power, everybody was happy. U'vimshol rasha ye'onecham zeh Haman. D'chsivu ha'ir shushan navocha. And when Haman was in power, then people were confounded. Rav Masna omr mihacha, ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav. Right? He started his parsha, his from... It says, what great nation has the Ribbono Shel Olam so close to them, and that it was in Miskayim by Purim, that they cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he answered them. And the Rambam says that that's taka, the whole foundation of Kriyas HaMegillah, what the Chachomim were Mesakin, was to establish and to, this pasuk, that when Klal Yisrael call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's there for them. Ravashi Omra Mihacha, O Hanisa Elohim, right, Vola Kachas Lo Goy Miker Goy. Also, the whole Maisa Purim strengthened this idea. Rav Masna Mehacha Pasach Pischa Hadad Dechsiv Mashikosu B'Torah. We didn't hear yet. Okay. Vayhi B'Me'achashveirosh Omer Rav Vayhi Vayhi B'Me'achashveirosh Vayhi Vayhi Dechsiv Ismakartim Shom Lo Ivecho Lavodim L'Shvachos. Right, the law ain't kone. Right, they happened in the time of Achashverosh. There was terrible tzoras, and it was mekuyim in that time that you'll be sold into the hands of your enemies and as slaves, and nobody's going to buy you as slaves. In other words, it's going to be a decree of destruction, not just to be avodim. Rashi, hador d'chsiv, mashikosu b'torah ve'ein kone, gozer homen shelo ye'odam rashai liknos mehen le'evet. Haman made Xer, no one can buy a slave from the Jews. He wants to destroy them all. Ushmuel Amar, lo ma'astim, lo ga'altim, l'chalosam. He said that he started his parsha, he started his drasha from that the Ribbono Shel Olam, even when we're in Golis, isn't disgusted with us. He doesn't want to destroy us. Lo ma'astim b'mei Yevonim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't disgusted with us in the time of the Yevonim. He gave us the Chashmonoyim. And he was not disgusted with us in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't want to destroy us. In the future, in the time of Gog and Magog, the Ribbono Shel Olam will come through for us also at that time. Rashi. Masni satana lo ma'astim b'mei kazdim. Shemariti lohem Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Right, in the time of the initial Golis Bavel, when the Kazdim were the Bavliim were in charge, I wasn't disgusted with you, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, right, to lead us. Velo ga'altim b'mei Yevonim. The Ribbono Shel Olam was not disgusted with us in the time of the Yevonim. Shemariti lohem Shimon Atzadik v'Chashmonai u'Bonav u'Matisyol Kohen Gadol. L'chalosam b'mei Haman, the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't interested in destroying us in the time of Haman. Shemariti lohem Mordechai ve'Esther, l'hofer brisi tam b'mei Parsiim. Shemariti lohem shel beis Rebbe v'chach mei Doros. And in the time of the Persians, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Rebbe and chach mei Hadoros, ki ani Hashem elokeim losid lavo. She'en kol umma v'loshon yecholah lishlof b'hem. In the future, the Ribbono Shel Olam also come through for us, and no nation will be able to rule over us. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Right there. Reb Levi Omer Mehacha, the Im Lo Sorishu Es Yoshvei Haaretz, if you won't conquer the Knanim, then the Rabbanu Shel Olam will, terrible tzoros will happen to you. And what I plan to do to them, I'll do to you. And that's what, in Lo Sarishu, Af Elu Nenshu Al Shechom Al Shol Al Amalek. Because Shol didn't kill Amalek and didn't fulfill this pasuk, and he didn't conquer all the people they was told to conquer. Because of that, Haman came about, and we had tzoros in the time of Mordechai and Esther. Reb Chiya Omer Mehocha, V'hoyo Kasher Dilmisi Lasos Lahem Eser Lachem. It's the end of that parsha. As I intended to do to them, to the seven nations, I'll do to you, if you don't destroy them. Okay. Eser Lachem Af Elu Kimat Kolu. And same thing here, Klal Yisrael were almost destroyed by Haman, just like we were supposed to destroy the Shiva Sa'amit. Achashverosh, you know, it's going on to Darshan the Psukim. Achashverosh, Omar Rav, Ochiv Shal Rosh, Uben Gilo Shal Rosh. He was the brother of a leader and the had the same mazel and similar to another leader. Ochiv Shal Rosh, Ochiv Shal Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha, Shenikra Rosh. He was the brother of Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha, who was called the Rosh, Shenemer Antu Resha Didahava. You are the head of gold that Daniel saw. Ben Gilo Shal Rosh, Hu Horag, Hu Bikesh Laharo, Hu Hechriv, Hu Bikesh Lahachriv. He was also, he had the same, he was Ben Gilo. Ben Gilo means he was similar to Nebuchadnezzar. He was his brother, not Mamish's brother, but he was, what's it called, similar to him and similar to his deeds. And just like Nebuchadnezzar, wanted to kill Hanani Mishov Azariah. Also, he killed, what's it called, people. So Achashverosh also wanted to kill. Just like Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, he wanted to destroy. Shenemer, V'malchus Achashverosh, B'schilos Malchus, Koslu Sitna Al Yoshve Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. He sent out an edict that they should stop building the Beis HaMikdash in the year, in the beginning of Malchus Achashverosh. Rashi, Achiv Shal Rosh, Kolomar Domelo, similar to him. Ben Gilo, Ben Mazolo, Shnehem Das Achas Hayolam. They had the same ideas. Okay, they were similar, and they had the same ideas, same plans. Bikesh Lahachriv, Yisod Shiyosad Zerubbabel, the Beis HaMikdash. Zerubbabel already started to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bimei Koresh, Lifnei Achashverosh, in the time of the first Koresh, before Achashverosh, Kamosha Omer B'Sefer Ezra. Sitna shenimna l'satan lohem shelo yivnu, and he sent out an edict to obstruct the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Amar shehushkuru pneim shel Yisrael b'yomav. Why was he called Achashverosh? Because the faces of the Jewish people turned black during his time, kishulei kedera, like a blackened pot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol shezochro Amar ach l'rosho. Anybody who mentions him says they to my head. You get a headache just mentioning Achashverosh. Okay. V'Rebbe Chanina Omer Shehakol Nasu Roshim B'Yomav. Everybody became poor. Achashverosh, right? Everybody became poor in his time. Shenemar V'Yosom El Achashverosh Mas. He put tremendous taxes, and everybody became poor because of the taxes. Hu Achashverosh, right? Going on in the pasuk. He was a Rasha from beginning to end, and even though it would seem that he should have done tshuva after he saw the Nesav Purim, he remained a Rasha till the end. Hu Esav, the same thing it says, Hu Esav. Hu Barisho Mitzilaso V'Yatzofo. He was a Rasha from beginning to end. Hu Dosan V'Aviram, Heim Barisho Mitzilaso V'Yatzofo. So the same thing by Dosan Aviram, they were Rishoyim from beginning to end. Hu Hamelech Achaz, Hu Barisho Mitzchiloso V'Yatzofo. Avram, Hu Avraham, Hu Betzidko Mitzchiloso V'Yatzofo. Avram was consistently a tzaddik from the beginning to the end. Hu Aaron, Hu Moshe, Hein Betzidko Mitzchiloso V'Yatzofo. The David, Hu Hakotten, Hu Bekatnuso Mitzchiloso V'Yatzofo. David remained humble from the beginning to the end. Meaning, Keshem Shebekatnuso, just when he was young, before he became king. He made him see, humbled himself in front of somebody greater than him in Torah. So even after he became a king, He made himself smaller in front of people who were greater than Mechachma. And one of the Farshim points out that when he was younger, Torah is halacha. So then he was learning halacha. So he made himself smaller in front of other people who knew more halacha than him. After he was established knowing halacha, then he went into pilpul. That's chachma. So when he became a king, he even humbled himself opposite people who were bigger chachamim than himself. Hamolech, right, it says, Hu Achashverosh Hamolech Mehodu V'Yarkush, Omar Rav, Shemolach Me'atzma. He became king on his own. He wasn't in the succession of a line of kings. Amri lo l'shevach, v'amri lo l'gnai. Some say that in a positive way, and some say it in a negative way. Amri lo l'shevach, d'lo havi inish d'choshiv v'malku kavasei. There was no one fit to be king more than him. So even though he wasn't in his succession, he became king. V'amri lo l'gnai, and some say it as a gnai to him. D'lo havi chosi l'malchusa, u'memoni yaseiru hu d'yohev v'kom. He wasn't really fit to be a king. He paid a lot of money and bought his way into the kingdom. Mehodu v'yakush, Ravu Shmuel. Chadomer holdu b'sofa olam v'kush b'sofa olam. One said holdu is in one end of the world and kush at the other. The chadomer holdu v'kush gabi hadodi havi kaimin. And the other one said that holdu and kush are right next to each other. Kishem shemolach al holdu v'kush kach molach misofa olam v'yatsofa. Just like he ruled over holdu and kush that were under his thumb, he ruled over the whole world. Kiyotzi b'dover, similar to this machlokas, ata omer, ki hu rode the b'chol ever hanar, mitifsoch v'yaraza. It says by Shlomo HaMelech that he ruled over the entire ever hanar, right, the nar pras, from tifsach to aza. Rabu Shmuel, chad omer, tifsach b'sof ha'olam, v'yaza b'sof ha'olam. The tifsach and aza were opposite ends of the world, and he ruled from one to the other. V'chad omer, tifsach v'yaza b'havi hadodi, havi kaimi. So I always quote the Gro, but it's not the Gro who says it. The Gro says something else here. The Maral says it, and the Monos Halevi says it in the name of Rav Moshe Ibn Tibun. That how could they have a machlokas where Holdu and Kush are, or when Tifsach and Aza is? Either they're right next to each other, or they're opposites of the world. But since the world's a globe, any two points that are right next to each other are only right next to each other if you go from point A to point B. But if you go away from point A, you're not going to reach point B till you go around the whole world. So any two points are at the same time right next to each other and at opposite ends of the world. The question is, what's the perspective? That's those Mefarshim say. And the Gro Taka says a different pshat. He says that there were two Azas, or two Tifsachs, and two Kushas. And one of the Kushas was Taka right next to Hodu, and the other one was at the opposite end of the world. The question is, which Kush is it referring to? That's the Shaila. Sheva v'yesim u'meya medina, Omer Rav Chisda, v'tchila molach al sheva, in the beginning he ruled over seven medinos, u'levesof molach al esrim, then he expanded his kingdom to 27, u'levesof molach al meya. And in the end, he had what's it called, all 127. Ela me'ata u'shnei chai amram sheva u'shlosh mu'meya shana, my darshes bay. Right, so it's the same kind of lashon over there. What are you going to darshan, right? First he lived this amount, then this amount. It doesn't make sense. Obviously it was all together at one time. Shani hocha dekroy yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk. Over here we're not darshaning because it says it sheva v'esim u'meya. Sheva v'esim u'meya means pshut 127 all at once. But it says an extra pasuk. Michti ksiv meholdu v'yakush. It says he ruled meholdu v'yakush. Go find out how many medinas. So it doesn't have to mention how many. Sheva v'yesu mea medina lo malish mamina lidrasha. Okay. Rashi. Avram hu Avram, pasuk hu b'divrei hayomim. Shemolach me'atzmo shelo hoya mizera hamalucha. He wasn't in the succession of kings. There are those, though, that say, not like the Medrash that says that Achashverosh was the son of Daryovish. When Daryovish took over the Malchus, so it says that Vashti, who was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, thought that her father was still ruling, and she came and sat on his lap, and he had Rachmanis on her. So he married her to his son, who was Achashverosh. According to that, Achashverosh was part of the ruling, the monarchs, even though he wasn't part of the Persian Malchus. So two things don't have to be contradictory. Here it says he wasn't part of the succession of Persian kings, even though he was what's it called, the son of Daryavish. Kihu Rodek Si Bashlom. Bashlom HaMelech, it says he ruled over the whole Aver Hanar from Tifsach to Azak. Shem Shemalach al Tifsach the Al Azah, the Achikomer, Kihu Rode the Bechol Aver Hanar, Kimomi Tifsach the Al Azah. Just like he ruled with an iron hand over those things close to him, he ruled over the rest of the world too. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Molchu Bekipa, Veiluhe. Three people ruled over the entire world. A kippah, just under the kippah, such under the horizon. Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, the Siv, Chai Hashem Elokecha, Im Yesh Goyim Amloch, Asher Sholach, Adoni Shom Levakshecha. Achav, obviously, had influence over the entire world. He sent to look for Eliyahu everywhere. The Elod, the Havi Molech, Alayu, Hechi Motzi Mashbeluhu. Right, and if he didn't rule over them, how could he be sure that they were telling him the truth? But he knew that they all had fear of him, and therefore if he sent and Eliyahu wasn't there, that it was the truth, that he wasn't there. Nebuchadnezzar deceived, v'hoya ha-goy v'amlocha, asher lo yitin esavora ba'ol melech bavel, right, there was no goy or mamlocha that didn't have its neck under the yoke of melech bavel. Nachashverish of the Amoran, Nachashverish, it says, what's it called, he ruled over the entire world. So I think the Ben Yoyada says, doesn't mean the entire world, it means the entire world that was known at that time. He obviously didn't rule over America or Europe, but the whole Asia that was known at the time, these people ruled over that whole world.